1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh. Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of greensports.net, your source for Green County sports.
greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County. People you know, people you can trust. Brought to you by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet better. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Green County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Waynesburg Central High School for tonight's matchup between the Lady Raiders of Waynesburg Central and Deer Lakes in this opening round of the Class 3A Girls Basketball WPIAL Tournament. And I am joined by Mr. Bobby Fox. My name is Rusty Pettit. Our producer tonight is Eric Bennett, and on camera tonight we have Mr. Grady Peterson and Mr. Chris Fox. So bringing you the action here live tonight. And Bobby, this should be a good matchup. It's a 7 seed versus 10, Waynesburg being the 7 seed. And, of course, the visiting Deer Lakes, the 10 seed. The winner of this will move on into the quarterfinals, but they got to take care of business here tonight.
Yeah, the Raiders coming in as the number 2 team out of Section 4 in Class 3A. They were 20-2 overall, 10-2 in section play, trailing only the Rebels of Seton LaSalle, who are 11-1 in section play, 14-8 overall. Deer Lakes comes in as the number 4 team out of Section 2 of 3A. They were 8-6 in section competition, 11-10 overall. Shadyside Academy, the champions out of Deer Lakes, where they were 20-2 overall, 14-0 in section competition. And we'll get into this a little deeper as we unveil our starters. But these are two teams that have fairly young rosters. These are not teams that are powered by juniors and seniors for the most part. There are definitely key upperclassmen for both squads, but both of these teams rely heavily on their younger players, and you just wonder what the nerves may be like when you've got two teams like that, and the leadership of those older players can become so important, as well as the leadership of the two head coaches for Waynesburg. It's Mark Capozzoli. For Deer Lakes, it's Dana Petruska. But Rusty, should be a good matchup, as you said. If you just look at the seeding, it's 7-10. The winner of this one, by the way, will play on Wednesday against the winner of Beaver Falls and South Allegheny.
And we've got a lot more for you on the Iron Synergy pregame show, and we will get to that right after this.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor? The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey? Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. together we can.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Waynesburg Central High School. I'm Rusty Pettit alongside Bobby Fox, and we've got the Iron Synergy pregame show getting you ready for Waynesburg versus Deer Lakes. Deer Lakes are the Lancers, and they are the 10 seed visiting here, as Bobby went through. But Bobby, the brackets, with the 3A, it's a little bit with the six classifications. I always kind of forget, you know, how many teams are in which one and not. But obviously, this one here, there's one team that got a bye. That was the top seed, Shadyside Academy. They are in the quarterfinals already. Their side of the bracket looks like this. They will take on the winner, the number 8 seed Avonworth and number 9 seed Riverside. Those two are meeting tonight. Same start time as our game here. The bottom side of that bracket is the 4 seed Quaker Valley is taking on Keystone Oaks. That's also going on tonight at Quaker Valley. And then the 3 seed Seton LaSalle, or sorry, the 5 seed Seton LaSalle taking on Stowe Rocks at South Fayette High School. That one is already underway. That one started tip off at 6 o'clock. So they will all make their way out to the quarters. On our side of the bracket that we've got here, we've got Beaver Falls, the 2 seed. They take on South Allegheny tonight up at Beaver Falls High School. That is a 7 o'clock start. We've got our game here. Waynesburg is a 7 seed versus 10 seed Deer Lakes. And then on the bottom side of that bracket, the 3 seed Greensburg Central Catholic is taking on Mohawk. That is at Fox Chapel High School. That one got underway at 6 o'clock tonight. And then last but not least, the 6 seed Our Lady of Sacred Heart is taking on the Highlanders of McGuffey. That is at Olsch tonight. That one is a 7 o'clock tip-off, too. So that's the way the bracket looks in 3A. We'll have all the quarterfinal games on Wednesday, semis on Saturday, and then the finals are scheduled for the Peterson Event Center 7 p.m. on Thursday, February 26th. So it seems like such a long way from now.
Be here before you know it, and One thing I wanted to point out in those brackets, you want to talk about a respected section. Section 2 out of 3A, that, of course, is the home of Deer Lakes. Their champion, Shadyside Academy, is the 1 seed. Their 2 seed, their runner-up is the 3 seed. That's Greensburg Central Catholic. And Avonworth, which was the third-place team, is the 8th seed.
Wow.
So this is a loaded section. So Waynesburg Central, they can't overlook the fact that they've got the number 4 team out of a section. They could be in for a long night tonight against Deer Lakes. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, it's a good point. Waynesburg only having the 2 losses. Those both came in section. One of the event, or actually, they both avenged them, I guess. Seton LaSalle, they lost to them back in December and then came back to beat Seton LaSalle at the end of January. Keystone Oaks, they lost to them early January on the road and then avenged that right after they beat Seton LaSalle, actually, back-to-back games. So they were able to kind of right the ship. And that helped them carry a lot of momentum, like a ton of wins rolling. They have their last loss came back on January 8th to Keystone Oaks. So they're going to have the starting lineups here. We're going to step aside while they play the anthem. You are watching the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world.
Okay,
located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Bit of an impromptu national anthem there, Mr. Pettit.
Yeah, very nice job. That was Josie Forster of Deer Lakes. They had our friend Sam McComb. He was having a little bit of issue getting the anthem to play on the sound system, and she came up and said, "Here, I'll take the mic," and she did a fantastic job. I will also want to give credit to the Waynesburg student section, because all the men and women over there in that section also had already started singing well, so they were ready for that as well. So kudos to all.
Yeah, fantastic job by Josie as they announce the starters for the Lancers. Why don't I grab them, and then, Mr. Pettit, you can take us through the home team.
All right.
So for Deer Lakes, they're led by head coach Dana Petruska. She is assisted by Heather Davis. We mentioned number 25, Josie Forster. She's a 5'8 junior combo guard forward, also getting the start. 5'8 freshman, number 1, Molly Forster. She is a combo guard forward. Senior number 2, Gracie Spagnolo, 5'3 forward. 5'6 sophomore guard, number 4, Delaney DeRose. And rounding out is 5'9 senior forward, number 12, Sydney Sharkins. So it's Forster, Spagnolo, DeRose, Sharkins, and Forster.
And for the Lady Raiders, Mark Capozzoli, the head coach. He's assisted by Jersey Wise and Kaylee Rohanna. And the starting lineup looks like this. Number 2, Adonai Johnson. Number 3, Tess Pauley. Number 13, Emma Blair. And then we've got number 20, Chatham Knight, and number 33, Peyton Cow. So we've got Johnson is a freshman, Pauly a freshman, Emma Blair also a freshman. So pretty young roster for the Lady Raiders. Chatham Knight, a junior, and then Peyton Cow, the senior. Those are your starters tonight, and they are going to be finishing that up, and then we'll have the tip-off here. Thank you for tuning in to the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Back here at Waynesburg, ready for tip-off. Lady Raiders wearing their home whites with the black trim and red numerals. Deer Lakes, all black tops and shorts with the gold trims and stripes on the side. And they have a green numeral outlined by gold. The colors are the green and gold up there. In Deer Lakes, the Lancers have the ball first. They win the tip. They get it into the backcourt. Spagnola. She puts it to the left side. There's a three by Forster. That is off the mark. Rebound put back is no good, but rebounded again by Deer Lakes, and they'll kick it back outside. Top of the key now for Josie Forster. Two Forsters in the starting lineup. The first one's Molly, and Josie travels with the ball. So first turnover of the game. We give the ball to the Raiders here 22 seconds in.
Yeah, this is a Deer Lakes team that not only has the Forsters, they also have twins on the bench, Catalina and Capri Bogan. So we'll see if we see them tonight.
Lady Raiders moving left to right here as we see it. Throw it down low. Nice pass. Now kicked left side. Three attempt on the way. That is too long by Chatham Knight. It'll be chased down, but is going to make its way out of bounds. It'll be Lancer's ball heading back the other way.
Yeah, good effort by Tess Pauley to try to chase that one down. Just ran out of floor.
Lady Raiders with a full court press here to start things off. Double team down low on the baseline, and that causes a turnover as Gracie Spagnola dribbled on the baseline.
Great job on the trap by Knight and Blair. Nowhere to go for Spagnolo. Waynesburg's defense on point right now. Let's see if they can turn that into some early points.
Johnson looking for an inbound outlet. She gets it down low. That one's knocked back to her. Kicks it outside now, top of the key. They go all the way to the left side. Johnson has it back. Now goes back out top to Cal. Cal dribbles left side. Hands it to Johnson. Johnson out top to Knight. Knight to the right side for Pauley for three. That one off the mark. Rebounded by the Lancers. Josie Forster has it. Hurries up the court, crosses the timeline. She's going to be fouled. It was nearly going to be an interception, but there was a reach-in foul on Adonai Johnson prior to that.
Right in front of a packed student section who looked to be trying to take our jobs with the ESPN set up down there.
Johnson's first foul, first team foul for Waynesburg.
I am kind of intrigued if they are running a stream down there. They got the camera, they got the headsets, they got everything rolling down there.
Baseline jumper by Forster is too long, and rebound knocked back out to the Lancers. They've got it. They'll put up another three. That one's good. Delaney DeRose gets the Lancers on the board.
And you got to think, with a couple of young teams, that first basket is going to alleviate some butterflies for Deer Lakes. See if Waynesburg can respond quickly.
Left side to Cal. She dribbles out, gives it to Pauley. Wanted to go out top to Blair, does not. Now throws it across. Chatham Knight has it at the elbow, dribbles back outside. She's guarded there, so she hands it to Tess Pauley. She dribbles inside, has a little bit of space, wants to put it up with the right hand. She is fouled on her way. No, she travels on the way. So turnover will give the ball back to the Lancers with the 3-0 lead.
Yeah, a bit of a sloppy start here for Waynesburg Central. See if they can't rectify this. Maybe force Deer Lakes into some mistakes with this trap.
They do break the timeline. They'll put up a baseline jumper. That one misses, but rebound put back up. No good. Rebounded there by Pauley. She'll try to escape the backcourt pressure and now takes her time. 6 minutes to go in this opening quarter. 3-0 Deer Lakes leading Waynesburg. Pauley dribbles to the right side, looks out top. There's the three on its way. That one misses to the left. Rebounded by number four, Delaney DeRose, and she loses out of bounds, but it was last touched by the Raiders, so it'll stay with Deer Lakes.
With a stoppage, I thought maybe Waynesburg Central might go back to the press, but instead they're going to sink back into their set defense.
So it'll be Spagnola bringing it up. Waiting for her at the timeline is Pauley. Now the trap gets set in. They go right side to Forster out top. There's a long three. That one on its way. No good. Rebounded by Deer Lakes. They'll put it back up. That one's partially blocked. Put up again. Still doesn't go. Rebound again by Deer Lakes. And they still don't get it to go. And finally rebounded by the Waynesburg Raiders heading back the other way. Tess Pauley has it. Wants a three from the left side. No good. Rebounded by Deer Lakes.
Boy, Deer Lakes height advantage really coming into play. You know, you're looking at close to 10 offensive rebounds already, and we're only about 3 minutes into this game.
Intercepted by Chatham Knight. She's got numbers. Goes to the right side. This is Blair. Blair, top of the key now. Dribbles down into the paint. Kicks it left side, but it is intercepted. Coming back the other way. Spagnola trying to chase down that pass, and she does. Takes it into the left side corner. Guarded there by Cowell. Now back out top. Josie Forster with it. She goes right side to Delaney DeRose. Baseline jumper on its way. That one too long. That was Molly Forster with the miss. This will be rebounded by Emma Blair. She and her Raiders will bring it across. Tess Pauley with the basketball.
Nice job by Blair to get that quick defensive rebound. Not allow Deer Lakes multiple chances again.
Pauley into the lane, and she is fouled.
Well, we've got one saying foul and two saying jump ball. So let's see what the official call is.
And looks like we're going with the jump ball. They did not come over to report the foul. Three referees here. Two of them, I think, called the jump. The nearest official to us called the foul. So looks like they'll stick with the jump ball. Waynesburg possession. And 5 second count is going to go off the leg of one of the Deer Lakes, but she grabs it. That's Molly Forster with the takeaway. And the Lancers coming back the other way. Down low. That layup no good. Might have been partially blocked by Chatham Knight. Coming back is Emma Blair. She hands that off to Pauley. Halfway through the opening quarter, Waynesburg still without a basket. They are looking for some points. Pauly with it. Goes right side. Emma Blair dribbles down to the baseline. Puts up the jumper. In. That gets Waynesburg on the board. It's 3-2.
Boy, did Waynesburg need that as Emma Blair breaks the shutout. And we got a travel, so the Jacket defense goes back to the press. Forces the turnover as Gracie Spagnuolo shuffled her feet.
Spagnuolo's second turnover. She dribbled on the baseline early. Now with the travel, give the Waynesburg back the ball, looking for the lead. And looking for an outlet. They get it. It's Emma Blair. She is hit hard from behind, and they do call that foul. First team foul on Deer Lakes.
The official call will go against Delaney DeRose.
Waynesburg will inbound to the baseline to our right here. This will be Tess Pauly throwing it in.
Like to see this Waynesburg Central offense really get a chance to set up, run things the way they want to, and see if that improves the efficiency just a bit as they're going to work against this 2-3 zone from the Lancers.
Pauly looking for someone to throw it to, and it's going to go off the legs again, and we're going to get another jump ball, and this will go to the Deer Lakes. She was running out of time and tried to throw it off the back of one of the defensive players right there, but that's the second time that has not worked, and so the Lancers will have the ball after the held ball.
Back to the press here for the Raiders.
And the press is broken, and then Spagnuolo wants to go in for the layup. She is blocked on the way up. Nice block by Blair. That one taken away, though, as Waynesburg was coming back the other way. Deer Lakes with it. This is Delaney DeRose. She nearly loses it and almost double dribbled. I think she may have stepped out of bounds.
Either that or the pass went out of bounds right in front of the Waynesburg Central bench. We're going to get a timeout called here by the Raiders, 30-second variety.
All right, we'll take that 30-second timeout with them on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit PowerofBowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at PowerofBowser.com. PowerofBowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Welcome back to Waynesburg. Waynesburg's first time out of the game. Comes with 3:38 remaining in the first quarter. They trail Deer Lakes 3-2. Low scoring affair here so far. A three-point basket for Deer Lakes' DeRose, and then it was Emma Blair with the one field goal for the Lady Raiders. And here's a three-point attempt out top by Pauly, and that one around the rim, no good, rebounded by Deer Lakes.
We haven't really seen Peyton Cowell get involved in this offense yet. I think if they can get number 33 the ball and let her work in the post a little.
Tess Pauly with the steal and the left-handed layup. It's missed, but Emma Blair there to follow it up, and she gets another bucket.
Boy, that would have just been completely disheartening for Waynesburg Central if they didn't score off that turnover.
Yeah, right here you can see it's the pass, and then here's the takeaway. Left hand misses, but right there to follow it up, Emma Blair with the nice bucket. Thank you there, Eric, on that CNX Foundation's instant replay. Waynesburg back to the press.
Blair also just got hit with a foul as Deer Lakes was attempting to inbound.
Okay, so that is Emma Blair's first. That is the team's second. 3:11 on the clock. In this opening quarter play, Waynesburg with their first lead of the contest. They get it to Forster. She throws down Spagnuolo wide open, puts it up with the right hand, and that went in.
That was just way too easy for the Lancers. The Raiders have to be cognizant of where all five players are, even with this press.
Gracie Spagnola's first bucket makes it 5-4, and here's a layup. That is Cal. She misses a little too strong on the left-handed layup, so back the other way comes Deer Lakes.
Great drop step by Cal. Just couldn't quite get it to go.
This one inside the arc. The jumper by Spagnuolo is off the mark. Oh, and Pauly couldn't see her, but she had Cal wide open streaking down the court. Instead, they'll set up in the half-court offense. Out top of the key is Pauly over left side to Chatham Knight. They'll move and dribbles inside the baseline, but she is fouled as she does so. Second team foul on Deer Lakes. This one goes to Molly Farster, her first.
We're going to get Addison Cow checking in for the Raiders. She'll replace Knight for Deer Lakes. First chance to see Sophia Blair, 5'4", sophomore guard. Addison Cow's a 5'8", sophomore guard. So you got a little more height for the Raiders.
inbound. That one does go off the back of Deer Lakes and right up and in. Tess Pauly gets a third time's a charm. Waynesburg with the lead, 6-5. And this one, they break the press again. Wide open for the layup is number 12, Sydney Sharkins, her first bucket of the night. That's the second time in a row in the that Deer Lakes has broken the press, and they take the lead back 7-6.
Not just the second time in a row they broke it, but they had someone cherry-picking wide open for an easy layup.
Top of the key with Tess Pauly. Runs to the right side, gets a screen, tries to go up with the right hand, is fouled, and she will shoot two.
Call will go against Josie Forster.
It's her first, team third, comes with 1:58 to go in the opening quarter. There's a good look at that last layup there by Sharkins.
Boy, if you haven't gotten here already, good luck finding a seat, especially on the Waynesburg Central home side.
First one on its way is good by Pauly. There's another one coming up. That ties it at 7. Second on its way. That one also good. 2 for 2 from the line is Tess Pauly. She's got 4 on the night. Waynesburg has the lead back, 8-7.
Oh, well, wait a minute.
What, they say lane violation?
I think they're going to say lane violation.
Okay,
yep.
So take that point back off the board.
Boy, Rusty, you're seeing the youthful inexperience of Waynesburg Central in this first half. In this first quarter, you really are.
All right, so they'll go down low, trying to break that press again. This time too strong off the layup. Emma Blair with the rebound. She is fouled. And this one might be the second one on Josie Forster.
It will go against Forster.
So the next foul by Deer Lakes will put Waynesburg in the bonus in this opening quarter. They have the ball tied at 7, 1:49 to go in the first. Tess Pauly will bring it up for the Lady Raiders. Sets up the half court, goes left side to Johnson. Now back out to Tess Pauly. Left side to Johnson again. She wants a 3. That's good! And Nate Johnson with her first bucket of the night. It's a big one. 10-7 the lead for the Raiders. Full court press again. This time Waynesburg does have players back on defense. Oh, and a takeaway by Cowell. She's got Pauly up ahead. She wants to go for the breakaway layup, and it's up and in.
What we're starting to see now, Rusty, is Deer Lakes is going to call a timeout. Waynesburg Central is a very balanced team in terms of scoring. We've already got 3 with at least 3 points, and they built up this 12-7 lead.
Another 30-second timeout. We'll be right back on Green Sports Sunday, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Welcome back to Waynesburg. That is Deer Lakes' first time out of the contest. Comes with 1:10 to go in the opening quarter. Waynesburg with their largest lead of the night, 12-7, largest lead by either team. They'll put that full court press right back out there. Deer Lakes with it in the backcourt. Pressure by Tess Pauly. Bringing it across is DeRose. Now they throw down low. It's tipped by Waynesburg and tipped back in. Going to go off. Well, it doesn't matter. I was going to say it was one of two things, either standing on the baseline or off the back of the backboard. It's either way, it's Waynesburg ball.
Yeah, the last two times out, this press has looked much more efficient, looked much more polished. And if they can keep that up, we've seen what that better press has done as Waynesburg's built this 5-point lead.
Pass down to the elbow to Cowell. She looks down low. Now it goes to Johnson. Now top to Emma Blair. Wide open down the baseline is Pauly with the left-handed jumper up and in.
And these young Raiders are starting to find their rhythm even as Pauly's going to be hit with this foul.
And I believe that is her first, team third.
Correct.
And that one comes with 37 seconds to go in this opening quarter. Fouls will reset as we get to the second. But for now, Waynesburg with a 7-point lead, 14-7. Full court press again. Pauly tries to take that one away, but they get it into the front court. 3-pointer from the right side. That one off the rim. No good. Rebounded by, eventually, Emma Blair. And it's going to be Pauly bringing it up for the Raiders. Maybe the last possession. We'll see if they hold for that. 22 seconds to go. She steps up the 3-point line. Now throws it down low. It's intercepted by Forster. Forrester takes it back the other way. Tries to go to the right side. DeRose gets some space, and she pushed off. Offensive foul. Basket no good. Waynesburg's ball. 11.6 on the clock.
Yeah, full extension on that left arm, pushing off as she went to the hoop. Nice break for Waynesburg Central as now they get the chance for the final possession.
Delaney DeRose, her second. That is team fifth. Offensive foul will not put them on the line, but we are going to have a whistle. I don't think the clock started.
Correct. Hearing start the clock.
And I think we'll adjust here, maybe take 2 seconds off. You're taking it down.
Just 11.1 looks like, or are they still going?
They took a half second off.
Looks like that's what we're going to go with.
All right. 11 seconds. Here we go. Tess Pauley with the ball. Top of the key. Wants to go left now. Back to the left. And here's the three-pointer by Johnson. Off the rim. No good. Rebound is going to be eventually out of bounds. The buzzer sounds. And time is up. We will head to the second quarter. Waynesburg Raiders leading Deer Lake Lancers 14-7 here on GreenSports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Video on NFHS.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Welcome back to Waynesburg. Getting ready for the start of the second quarter. The Lady Raiders started slow, but they have the lead 14-7 against Deer Lakes as we start the second frame.
Yeah, both teams with three scorers. Deer Lakes, 2 points each for Gracie Spagnuolo and Sydney Sharkins, a three-pointer as well from Delaney DeRose. 3 points for Adnae Johnson for Waynesburg Central, 7 for Tess Pauley. She's leading everybody, and 4 for Emma Blair.
Waynesburg still heading from left to right here in the first half. They will have the ball to start the second quarter. And it'll be Tess Pauley with it. Top of the key. Left side to Emma Blair. She takes it back out top. This is Kendall McKay with it now. First time we've seen her into the game. That nice down low pass to Cal. She puts it up and in. Great feed there by Chatham Knight.
Like I said, if they can get Cal going, that's just another thing for Deer Lakes to worry about.
Deer Lakes breaks the press, gets into the front court. They throw up the layup. That's too strong, though. That's going to be rebounded by Tess Pauley.
Not sure of the Raider run, but, I mean, it's got to be double digits by now.
It's Chatham Knight for three. That one off the rim, no good. Rebounded by the Lancers. They'll head back the other way. Right side now. They've got it. Dribbling back out top. That one nearly deflected. Forrester has it on the left side. Into the elbow for a jumper. That one too strong, but following her own shot, putting it up was number one, Molly Forrester, and her putback is no good. That'll be rebounded by Waynesburg, and here come the Raiders. And there's a three by Pauley. That one off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Deer Lakes.
I know Waynesburg Central wants to get that long-range game going, but really they've been more efficient when they've been going to the basket.
And that one going out of bounds, and another turnover by Deer Lakes, and Waynesburg will have it going the other way with 6:36 to go in the half.
Number 22, Capri Bogan, checking in for Deer Lakes, making her first appearance.
Tess Pauley with the ball, dribbling from left to right here as we see it in the gym. spins around, gives it to Chatham Knight up top, right side. And back to Knight. Now to the right to Blair, down low to Cal. She has it knocked away from her. It's going to be last touched by the Lancers. So Waynesburg ball, and they'll inbound for the baseline.
Gracie Spagnolo returning for her second shift. She replaces Blair.
Pauly looking for the inbound, gets it to the right side. That is McKay. Double team there, gets it back out top to Pauly. She takes it into the lane, puts up the floater around the rim. Good. And the foul. She will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-pointer.
Already up 9 points, Tess Pauly. And like I said, when this Raider team is attacking the basket, it's just having much more success than settling for three-pointers.
18-7, the lead now for the Raiders. And chance to make it 19 here with this free throw. On its way, rattles around and falls in. Double digits now for Tess Pauly. She guards the full court press, and eventually the Lancers get it across. Nearly a reach-in foul there by Pauly, though. She's got to watch that, and that layup is up and in by Farster.
That breaks a long dry spell for the Lancers. Still down by 10. Great job by Waynesburg Central to put some distance between themselves and the visiting team.
And to the right side they go, and this is McKay. McKay with it, throws down low. This is Cal again, tries to go up the right end. She is fouled in the process.
Really nice, strong move by Cal to get to the basket, drop step, go up, start getting some of these defenders in foul trouble.
And Cal will head on the line. It's her first trip to the line. That foul was on Gracie Spagnola. That was the last foul.
It's on Delaney DeRose. That's her third already.
Oh, yes. And that one is good.
Boy, it was a short rest for Sophia Blair.
And for Tess Pauly.
Right.
Literally about enough time to sit down and stand back up.
Also going to see Larson Huffman, 5'5", sophomore forward for the Raiders, number 10, checking in.
Second one by Cal on its way. That one is nothing but net. She's got four on the night. Waynesburg.
Boy, Waynesburg Central doing themselves a big favor at the line. They're 4-for-4.
Full court press against Spagnola, gets around Pauly, tries to go down low, and that's intercepted. Great job there by Johnson. She'll head back the other way. Out top to Pauly now, settles it down on the half court. Right side to Johnson. Oh, down low, wide open is McKay. She has a nice feed to Cal, steps around, back out top. Pauly for three. That one rattles around, no good, but there to clean it up was Cal. She is fouled on the putback.
And here comes Peyton Cal, the senior. Attacking that basket. This one's going to go against Forster. That's her third. Wow. So you've got two Deer Lake starters with three fouls each, and Waynesburg Central is just starting to assert its will here.
Third team foul as well in this early going, not even 3 minutes going in the second quarter. 5:10 on the clock. First one is on its way. That one too strong by Peyton Cow.
That's the first miss from the line for Waynesburg Central. Deer Lake still hasn't taken a foul shot.
Peyton's on its way. That one rattles around and comes out too. So over two at the line for Cal on that trip. 21-9, still the 21-9, still the score. Deer Lake's with it in the half court. Spagnola guarded there by Pauly on the far side. It starts that 5 second countdown. She's got to get rid of it, and she doesn't. And we're going to get a foul called. She gets bailed out there. Adonai Johnson with the reach in. I thought that count might have given the turnover a little sooner.
That is the second for Johnson. She's the only Raider with multiple fouls.
Also the only Raider with a foul in the second quarter. That's team first. So Deer Lake's with the ball. 4:51 to go in the half. Spagnola out top. Double team there. Throws down low, wide open. Forster up at the right hand. That one will not go. Rebounded by Cal, and she is going to be tied up for a jump ball. Possession arrow, I believe, favors Deer Lakes.
Break there, but Deer Lakes is starting to have some trouble with the gimmies. If they want any chance of getting back in this game, they got to start making those points that Waynesburg's pretty much handed to them.
Lancers will look to inbound. They throw it in, and there's one right off the bat, and a bucket and a foul for number 22, Capri Bogan.
Her first points of the night. Those are the first bench points for either team. And the foul is going to go against Chatham Knight.
All right, Chatham Knight, that is her first, team second. Going to the line here for the old-fashioned three-pointer herself is Capri Bogan. On its way, and that is good. So she's got three on the night, and that cuts into the Waynesburg lead. It's now 21-12 Lady Raiders.
First time in a while that Deer Lakes has been within single digits of tying this thing back up.
Tess Pauly with the ball way out top. And she is hit hard, but no foul called. We go right side. McKay down low to Knight. Nice feed down to Peyton Cowell, but a little too strong. But she gets the rebound back. Put back no good. And she is fouled on her second put back again attempt after her second offensive rebound. She'll go to the line for her third trip there.
So for those who don't know, Peyton Cowell is also a standout goalie for the Raiders girls soccer team. It's a good thing she's got that goalie toughness because she's getting pounded down low right now. Standing tall, getting to the free throw line. This will be free throws 5 and 6 in just this quarter.
On its way. That is good. She has 5 points on the night. Going to make it 6. 22-12 the score right now. 4:20 to go in the first half. Lady Raiders leading Deer Lakes in this opening round of the WPIL Class 3A girls basketball playoffs. Second one on its way. That one rolls around. No good. And back the other way come the Lancers. It's Josie Forster with it. Right side, guarded there by Chatham Knight. Nearly loses the ball. Now looks for help. Throws it out top. Over and back is going to be, should be the call.
Well, that, unless it was first touched
oh,
by
wow.
Pauly.
Yeah, they were bailed out there, I think. I don't know. It's hard to say. It was definitely touched by Pauly, but I felt the Deer Lakes player might have got a hand on it first. Either way, Deer Lakes with the ball, and this one's out of bounds on Waynesburg, so they will keep it with 3:54 to go. Molly Forster looking for the inbound outlet, throws it near side to Spagnola, back out top to Josie Forster, right side to Grogan, now back to Forster, top of the key, into the elbow. And that is going to be a travel on number 21, Sophia Blair. So Waynesburg gets the ball with 3:46 to go in the half.
Yeah, Blair shuffled her feet. Didn't know if she wanted to go up to the hoop or try to feed it a little further down low for a better look. Either way, break for the Raiders and a chance to extend this 10-point lead.
Bringing it across the timeline is Tess Pauly. Gives it out top to Cowell. And she has it taken away, and she will get it back to Knight. Knight looking for someone to throw this to. Does find Pauly. Now right side. Three by Johnson on its way. That one's short. Rebounded by Josie Forster.
Boy, Peyton Cowell hitting the deck again.
Josie Forster tries to go baseline. Puts up the jumper off the glass. That one is good. Her first bucket of the night. Makes it 22-14 Raiders.
Six different Lancers have scored. No more than 3 points each.
Halftime, Peters leading Plum right now, 24-17. Also, Our Lady Sacred Heart leading McGuffey, 35-15 at the half in those contests. Johnson for a long two around the rim. No good. And rebound. And have a jump ball. Good job by Chatham Knight to get in there and tie that up. Waynesburg will have the possession arrow.
Raiders going back to the bench. They'll return Emma Blair, replacing Larson Huffman. That was a good shift for Huffman, giving Blair plenty of time to rest. And now you've got Blair and Cow and Knight out there, so good height for the Raiders.
Go to the left side. It's out top to Cal. Now back to the left to Pauly. She puts up a three. That's good! Yes, Pauly for three. It's 25-14 Raiders. Pass is intercepted by Blair. Collects it in the backcourt. Emma Blair with it. Looks to set up the offense in the half court now. Goes top of the key to Cowell. Another score for you. West A leading Trinity 21-19 at the half. Here's a long three. That one by Pauly's no good, but rebounded right there by Cowell, and she is fouled on the putback. She'll shoot two again.
Fourth trip to the line coming up for Cowell as that foul is going to go against Sophia Blair.
That's her first. That is team. Should be team fifth, I think. So into the bonus are the Raiders for the rest of the 2:15 left in this first half. Peyton Cowell. First one on the way. That one is good.
Cowell just this quarter is 4-for-7 from the line. Deer Lakes is going to bring Sydney Sharkins back out.
Cowell with her second one on its way. That one also good. She's got 7 on the night. And full court press again by the Raiders. Tipped on that pass, but it's going to be, tipped again and back to Emma Blair with another takeaway. Nice job by Tess Pauley to get a hand on that. Raiders with the ball, 2:05 to go in the half. Left side, Tess Pauley. Go down to the baseline to Chatham Knight. And she hands it off to Knight on the other side of the baseline. Here's a long three by Pauley. No good. Rebounded, though, by Emma Blair. Now Pauley for three. Top of the key. That one's good.
Boy, and if the Raiders really start hitting from long range, Deer Lakes is in for a long night. As the lead is up to 16. Second three of the quarter for Pauley.
And there is a jumper. That one good, though. That cuts in the lead now, 30-16. Who had that bucket? I did not see the number on that one.
That was by Sharkins.
Sharkins, okay. And
Pauley going to the rack.
Yeah. I got four for Sharkins on the night. And this foul is on Molly Forster, her second.
Yeah, that basket by Sharkins makes her the only Lancer with multiple field goals to this point.
First one by Pauley is good.
Pauley's got 10 just here in the second quarter, 17 on the night. Raiders have just been living at the foul line now.
And that one around the rim, no good. Rebounded by Deer Lakes, but taken away by Emma Blair. Gets it to Pauley from the foul line. The jumper, no good. Emma Blair there again with an offensive rebound. Puts it up with the left hand, no good, but she will go to the line.
Bodies flying on that possession as Deer Lakes just can't get out of its own way now.
Spagnola's got her third foul now. There's a lot of fouls. They're not a deep line up here for Deer Lakes. They've got three players. I've got three players with three fouls, I think.
I've got two.
The Spagnola, that is her. I think I've got her. Oh, they've got two. Okay, sorry. I gave her one that was not hers, apparently.
Spagnola is going to have to take a seat. She's replaced by Sophia Blair.
On the way, and that one no good by Blair, but Chatham Knight collects the offensive rebound, gets it back to Pauley, puts up the floater in the lane, rolls around, no good, but there is Blair again with an offensive rebound. Gets it outside on the right wing. Now hands it back to Johnson. Johnson out top of the key. Now left side for Knight, baseline dribble, and she is fouled on her way by, I believe, Molly Forster, and if so, that's her third.
You are correct, sir, and the only bad thing about that possession, would have been nice to see Blair go right back up. Seems like when she gets an offensive rebound, she's looking to dribble out instead of going right back up to the hoop.
Chatham Knight. First one is good.
Beautiful looking stroke there from Knight for her first point. They're going to bring Gracie Spagnolo right back out with her two fouls. She replaces Forster, Molly Forster, with her three fouls. So this is becoming a real problem for Deer Lakes.
Second one on its way. That one misses everything, so that will be possession Deer Lakes.
Knight able to have a good laugh at that one.
17-point lead for the Lady Raiders, 33-16. I believe that's the largest lead of the game.
You know you're way ahead when you can laugh at airballing a free throw.
In the backcourt, good pressure by Pauley. They get it to Sophia Blair. She may all nearly carried that ball.
Blair definitely took a step before she put it on the court.
And there's a errant pass, and it's going to cause, we're going to get a foul call. I thought it was going to be a jump ball. We're going to get a foul on Peyton Cowell, I believe. And if so, I think that's her first.
Yeah, this Raider defense is really starting to mess with the heads of Deer Lakes as Cowell does take her first foul. You know, before in the early parts of this game, Rusty, it was the Deer Lakes defense that was giving Waynesburg fits. Those roles have completely reversed.
Deer Lakes inbound here from the baseline to our left. And they throw it in. That's been batted around and eventually going to be gathered by Chatham Knight with the takeaway. She heads back up court, left to right. Throws it to Johnson. Johnson wants a three. No good. Peyton Cowell hits the deck again in the paint.
No call,
but we are going to have out of bounds, last touch by Waynesburg. So Deer Lake's with the ball. 17.5 seconds to go in the half.
Cal looks a little worse for wear after that last trip. You wonder if Waynesburg continues to have these comfortable leads if head coach Mark Capozzoli doesn't put his star post player on the bench.
Another jump ball forced here by the Raiders. That was a good job by Tess Pauley. Possession error will keep it with Deer Lakes with 10.1 on the clock. Lancers inbound to the backcourt. Spagnuolo with it. Dribbles to the right side. Double team there. Kicks it right to Forster. She gets inside. Wants to put up the jumper. That one around the rim. No good. Rebound knocked out by Waynesburg with 0.2 on the clock.
Let's see if the Lancers can throw something up near the hoop and just kind of catch it midair and just heave it.
Waynesburg, you just don't want to foul here. Not a shooting foul anyways. There's no bonus. And that one is no good. No time on the clock. So we are heading to halftime. Lady Raiders 33, the Lancers of Deer Lake 16. We'll be back here for halftime on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team wherever you want, 24/7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends. Because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back. It's halftime at Waynesburg Central. Lady Raiders leading Deer Lakes 33-16. Bobby, it was a slow start for the Raiders. They didn't get a bucket in the first half of the opening quarter. Took them a long time, but once they did, they really started to hit their rhythm on both offense and defense. You see a takeaway there by Chatham Knight and some of that offense by Emma Blair. I think that bucket by Blair might have been the first bucket of the night that broke the seal for the Raiders.
Yeah, Waynesburg Central, as you said, it took a while to kind of get the train going, but since then, they outscored Deer Lakes 14-7 in the first quarter. Then they put in 19 in the second to take this 33-16 halftime lead. And the conductor of this train has been Tess Pauley. She's got 17 points coming into when we start the third quarter. Just scoring in a multitude of ways. She knocked down a couple of three-pointers in the second. She's also gone 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Got 2 points from Adnay Johnson. So the Raiders have started to find their long-range focus with 3 three-pointers. Yeah. They also got 5 points from Emma Blair, 1 point from Chatham Knight, and 7 from Peyton Cowell, all of which came in that second quarter.
And leading Deer Lakes, I have them. Sydney Sharkins I have as their leading scorer with 4 points on the night so far, unless I'm missing something.
Yeah, we've got 6 different scorers for Deer Lakes. The problem is they've all been between 2 and 4 points. If you're Lancer head coach Dana Petruska, They've just got to find some way to settle down and run their offense. As I said, this game really turned when the defensive efforts kind of switched off. Waynesburg Central just looked flustered by Deer Lake's defense. That press really just couldn't get anything going. Once they started to score, though, they seemed to settle down, especially on their own press. They got back better. If Deer Lakes was able to cross the half-court line, they weren't getting easy baskets anymore. And once that happened, everything went Waynesburg's way, and it has just been all Raiders, as you said, in about the last 12 minutes or so.
Yeah, and you know, I think it was right around the time that you said all this, their scoring was really balanced. I think maybe Tess Pauly heard you and said, "Hey, I'm gonna make it a little unbalanced." Yeah, that's 17 points, and she was doing it from a little bit everywhere, outside, inside. I gotta say, between Emma Blair and Peyton Cowell, though, one of the biggest differences for the Lady Raiders, that offensive rebounding in that first half, especially the second quarter, where they outscored them 19-9.
Oh, it started out, you know, that shifted. That was one of the most noticeable shifts when things turned around, because Deer Lakes, for about two or three possessions, they were getting three, four, five more offensive boards. Once Waynesburg established itself on the low blocks, boxing out better and getting those defensive rebounds to stop giving Deer Lake second chances, things just dried up for the Lancers. And again, it's been all Waynesburg Central since that point. They can keep this up, like I said, may even get a chance to rest some of those starters. Obviously, they want to make sure the game is comfortably in hand, but Peyton Cowell has just been getting beaten up down on that low block. She has been able to turn it into four trips to the free throw line, but you don't want to lose a player of that quality when you've got a quality opponent coming up in the next round.
Absolutely right. We have about 4.5 minutes left on the halftime clock. We're going to step aside here on Green Sports. We'll be right back for the rest of halftime to get you ready for the second half. Thank you for tuning in to GreenSports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
When you fire up Big Ten Plus, you get more game, nonstop, around the clock. More live games you won't see anywhere else. More access to your team, wherever you want, 24-7. More stories.
Unstoppable.
More highlights.
Whoa!
More big-time playmakers. Plus, catch up to four games at once, so you'll never miss more shots, spikes, and scores. Download the Big Ten Plus app today. It's always game on.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Welcome back to Waynesburg Central. Getting ready for the second half of Waynesburg versus Deer Lakes, opening round of the Class 3A WPIL Girls Basketball Championships. There's our crew tonight. I'm Rusty Pettit, alongside Bobby Fox, Eric Bennett running the show for us, and our fantastic cameramen, Grady Peterson and Chris Fox.
Definitely want to say thank you to the students at Waynesburg University, Chris and Grady, for coming out tonight. And
an alumni of Waynesburg.
That's right.
Mr. Bennett.
That's right. He is. He's got.
As are you.
He continues the fine family tradition of Bennett's working for us out of Waynesburg University.
Yes.
I wanted to give some credit too. I don't know who organizer is, but gentlemen, in case you've forgotten, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and maybe you just had to get out to this game, and you had to come straight from work. Well, what do you do? There is a massive, and I mean massive, display of roses and flowers for sale in the lobby, in a wide variety of prices. I think everything from like $1.50 to $30-$40.
Yeah.
So if you want to catch some basketball and still need something for that special someone, you can come and take care of all of that here at Waynesburg Central High School.
Yeah, it's true. They covered everything. And so far, the Waynesburg defense, full court press, has been covering up the Lancers a lot. And see if I would imagine Coach Capozzoli going to keep that. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Right. Trying to see if we can get a score from Beaver Falls. See if we can't get a... an idea of who Waynesburg Central or Deer Lakes will be facing in the next round. Second-seeded Beaver Falls or 15th-seeded South Allegheny.
So I would assume Beaver Falls pretty favored in that one. But... All right. Lady Raiders will have the ball to open up the second half. They are now moving from right to left here as we see it. And the gym. And Tess Pauley will do the honors, bring it across the timeline, and we are underway in the second half. Left side, Emma Blair wide open for three, and she hits it.
Boy, the halftime break didn't slow Waynesburg down very much. That's 8 points for Blair, and the Raiders now up to a 20-point lead.
Largest lead of the night for either team, and all the way to the right side, and down low go the Lancers. That one knocked out of bounds by Johnson. The Lancers keep the ball. They'll inbound to the underneath the basket to our right. There's a good look at that three by Emma Blair. If they start hitting some of those outside shots, Bobby, you mentioned how good they are down low. It'll be really tough for the Lancers in the second half. There's another rebound there by Blair. Off the missed shot, and there's an errant pass, though. Turnover by the Raiders will give the Lancers back the ball. And they'll come up with Spagnola. She hands it off to DeRose. DeRose double-teamed out top. Dribbles down, finds an opening. Loses the dribble, though, and it'll be taken away by Tess Pauley. And she'll settle things down and bring it back for the Raiders. Left side. Blair thought about another three. Dribbles to the foul line. Now shoots it back to Pauley. Her three is good! She's got 20.
A 39-16 game. Tess Pauley accounting for over half of the Raider total. Good ball movement here from Deer Lakes, yeah. But we're going to get a foul on Peyton Cow. It's going to be her second. First of the quarter.
All right. Thank you, Bobby.
About 86 seconds into this third quarter.
Right side, and they throw it down low, and there's a shot up and off the glass. No good. Rebounded, though, by Sharkins, and no, she actually gives way to Spagnola, who gets tied up for the jump ball, and it should be Deer Lake's ball. It is.
Good effort by Sharkins to pick up that offensive rebound. Get this in.
There's a baseline jumper. That one no good. Off the mark by Josie Forrester and rebounded by Powell. Way up ahead. Oh, they tried to hit Blair into the basket on the breakaway, but it's going to be taken away by Josie Forrester. She comes back the other way. Double teamed out top by Emma Blair and Pauley. And it gets it into the paint, though. This one by Sharkins up off the glass. Rattles around. No good, though. Rebounded by Deer Lake. Still no good. They get it back again. Josie Forrester comes back out to the right side. Guarded there by Cowell, and pass is tipped, and eventually Spagnola goes down to the court with it. We get another jump ball. This one should go to Waynesburg.
How about the effort being up by 23 points? You've scored 20 on your own, and Tess Pauley is the first one on the court, and I mean on the court, hitting the deck to get after that loose ball.
Pauley with her team-leading, game-leading 20 points. Nearly has a pass intercepted. Oh, and Chatham Knight did a a valiant effort to try to save that, but her toe was on the sideline here. You can see on the replay right there. And turnover gives the ball back to the Lancers.
Well, Knight didn't get the save, but head coach Mark Capozzoli may have as he kept Knight upright.
Oh, nice pass intercepted by Blair. She takes it on the breakaway. Right hand up and in, and a foul.
That puts Emma Blair in double digits with 10. Excellent defensive work on the strip and score.
So she will head to the line for the old-fashioned three-pointer. Just had a behind-the-arc three-pointer a little bit ago. 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Waynesburg now leading 41-16. Blair looking to extend that by one. On its way. Rolls around the rim. No good. Rebounded by Deer Lakes. And, oh, taken right back by Tess Pauley. Chatham Knight has it now. Gets it back to Pauley. Her three is good.
Well, they're just raining down now. 23 points for Pauley. That's three threes for Waynesburg in this first 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
And a double team creates another turnover off the pass. Tess Pauley pulls it down. She will head back again. The other way. Emma Blair with it. Top of the key for Pauley now. Left side. Blair dribbles inside the arc. Looks back out top to Pauley. Wide open for three. And that one's off the rim. I thought she was going to have her third in the row. But it hits short, and back the other way comes Deer Lakes.
Last year in the playoffs, Deer Lakes fell 56-26 to Riverside, and it's starting to look like deja vu all over again for the Lancers.
All right, and now the other way. Waynesburg has it off the missed shot, and it's going to be Johnson on the right side. Now Pauley has it on the right wing, and back out top to Emma Blair. Dribbles. Wants to head inside. Instead, kicks it left to Chatham Knight. Knight with it. She dribbles on the left wing, and she double dribbles. She picked it up and put the dribble back down. So turnover will give the ball back to the Lancers. 4:22 to go in the third quarter. Waynesburg leading 44-16.
Of course, Waynesburg Central last year didn't make the postseason, so having a successful return to the WPIL tournament.
Poor Delaney DeRose with it. Fights through some traffic. Gets it into the half court. Forster for three on the right side. That's no good. Rebounded by Deer Lakes, though. The putback, no good. Rebounded by Emma Blair. And back, nice outlet pass. It's Pauley. Our layup won't go. Rebound. Chased down by Forster. In the backcourt, they get it over to DeRose. She will bring it across for the Lancers. Nearly traveled. Has a pass tip intercepted. Adonai Johnson takes it with the right hand. Off the glass, no good. Emma Blair, though, clean up, no good. She gets it back. Two wide-open buckets missed there by the Raiders. They go back to Blair. She dribbles inside after a move. A little contact. She'll go to the line for two.
Yeah, Rusty, you kind of hit on it. As great as this third quarter has been for Waynesburg Central, they've probably left 4, 5, 6 points out there missing those easy layups.
They had a 28-point lead. When does the mercy clock kick in? Is it 35 points?
I'll be honest, I'm not sure. I thought it was 30.
And Our Lady of Sacred Heart now leading 50-20 in their matchup. They have the running clock implied. That's against McGuffey, I believe.
They're calling this foul on Delaney DeRose, and the Deer Lake fans are not happy. They do change it up. Foul's going to go against Gracie Spagnolo instead. That's her third.
All right, so
we did get a substitution.
Well, now that Mark, I had her at three too early, but now she's got.
Or we're going to get a substitution.
Free throw on the way is good. That is Emma Blair. Give her 11. Am I right on that?
I've got her for 11.
Okay.
Six here in the third. Deer Lake still has not scored in this third quarter.
They have not.
And Waynesburg Central is down to 1 point if you look at our scoreboard.
And second one on its way. That one also good.
So make it an even dozen for Blair. We may have lost our scoreboard on the left-hand side. There we go.
47-16 the score now. 31-point lead for the Raiders in the backcourt after another takeaway there by Chatham Knight. And Tess Pauley has it. Goes right side to Knight, inside to the elbow to Emma Blair. Now nice hop, Euro step through the lane. No good by Pauley on the layup, and rebounded eventually by Deer Lakes. Josie Farster on the right wing. Throws it out top. Now left side. They go to Bogan. She's double-teamed over there. Baseline dribble now for Bogan. Throws it right to Chatham Knight. Chatham Knight looked like she's like, that pass is so good. She kind of wanted to put up a layup and realized I'm on the wrong side of the court. Emma Blair for three. No good. Rebound high and taken down by Pauly. She goes up with the right hand. That one's short. May have been partially blocked. Back the other way comes Farster. All the way back out top to number four is DeRose. And that one taken away down the baseline by Addison Cowell.
Nice block by Cowell on that one.
Pauly with it. 2:25 to go. As you mentioned, no scoring by Deer Lakes in this third quarter, which is crazy. We're down to 2:20 left. Right side, McKay with it. That one passes tip, taken by Cowell, and, or no, sorry, by Blair. She is fouled. That is, I believe, the 15 foul, which is going to put Blair on the line.
It's going to be another one on Molly Farster. That's her fourth.
Oh,
according to Sam Jones, Sam McCollum, that's five. I've only got her for four.
I only had her for four, too.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. I'm assuming she's going off, they're going off the book. May have been overturned. I think it is four.
Well,
no, they are going to say it's five. Molly Farster's just not moving. It's kind of in disbelief.
Yeah, as we were too, because we thought it was only fourth. But
oh man. You hate to see it. Molly Farster is just, she's on the breaking point, unfortunately. She's going to be replaced by Gracie Spagnolo. Spagnolo, I've got her for three fouls.
Yes. Discussion here with the refs. And
we're still talking about fouls. Talking to the home book. I think they're going to change this up because of the amount of team fouls. They're going to say a non-shooting foul.
Oh, that was only the third team foul? Yes.
Correct. Okay. Hava Griffone checking in. 5'7 sophomore forward. Replacing Knight.
Pauly will look to inbound. Needs some help. Needs someone to throw it to. Eventually throws it out to Blair at the elbow. Back to Pauly on the right wing. Dribbles out. Back to Blair, top of the key. On the right to Pauly again for three. That one's going to be short, but she comes in, tries to get the rebound. Taken there, though, by Capri Brogan. She heads down, get a little contact on the way up. No good on the basket, and rebounded there by Tess Pauly with 1:34 to go in the third quarter.
This has just been the exact opposite of a quarter that Deer Lakes needed. They have just been dominated by Waynesburg Central on both ends of the floor, and now the frustration's coming out.
Left side, Emma Blair with it. She'll dribble out top, hand it off to Tess Pauly.
Remember, no shot clock, although it's coming. So the Raiders could kill plenty of time here.
Left side, McKay dribbles into the paint. Now stops and travels. She slid that back foot. Turnover gives the ball to Deer Lakes with 1:04 to go in the third.
Waynesburg Central outscoring Deer Lakes 13-0 here in this third quarter. I'm going to reset the shot clock. I'm sorry. What are they doing with the clock? They're going to drop it. Oh, they started the running clock.
Yes.
Once so they reach 30. Well, okay.
30 points. That answers the question. 30 points is the. So it should have been running for a little while.
It should have been running for a while, yeah.
Farster for the jumper. No good. Rebounded there by Emma Blair. So we will have the running clock throughout the rest of the game. There's Pauly with it. Back out top to Blair. Thought about a three. Dribbles in. Side the arc. Puts up the long-range jumper. No good. Rebounded by Deer Lakes. Olsch now wins it. They win 54-20 over McGuffey. There's Farster for three on the right side. That one off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Tess Pauly. Or, sorry. She gets it off the. She's handed the ball. She did not get that rebound. But either way, she's got it now. Moving from right to left with 15 seconds on the clock. Right side to Addison Cowell. Back out to Pauly. Now McKay for three on the left wing. That's good. Kendall McKay, her first bucket of the night.
The Raiders just pour it on, up by 33 heading to the fourth quarter.
That is the buzzer. We are headed toward the fourth. Waynesburg 49, Deer Lake 16 here on Green Sports Internet, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County and video on NFHS.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Welcome back to Waynesburg. Getting ready for the fourth quarter. The mercy clock is in effect, Mr. Fox. Waynesburg with the 49-16 lead, and they did not give up any points in that third quarter.
Waynesburg Central outscored Deer Lakes 16-0 in that third quarter. So they matched Deer Lakes 24 minutes of work in that one period.
With the ball is Deer Lakes out top, and double team again causing fits, but they do get some help. Rogan with it, dribbles inside. She puts up the jumper with the left hand. No good, but she will go to the line for two.
And these will be just the second and third free throw attempts for Deer Lakes tonight.
Chatham Knight picks up her second. Team first here in the fourth. Capri Bogan, her first one on its way, and that is too strong. So no good. She's got 3 points on the night.
There's still just one Deer Lakes player with multiple field goals in this game.
Bogan's second on its way. That one is good. So first point since the first half for Deer Lakes.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, 8.5 minutes of basketball with no scoring at least.
Yeah, plus whatever.
Whatever in the first half.
Right.
Oh, nice feed down low to Cal up at the right hand. Too strong. Emma Blair with another offensive rebound. Kicks it out to Johnson for three. No good. Rebounded by Tess Pauly for Waynesburg. Chatham Knight down low. Emma Blair with it. Back out to Pauly. Now around the horn to Knight for three. Too strong. Rebounded by Blair. And we're going to get a jump ball again.
Yeah, the scary part is, Rusty, Waynesburg Central still has a lot to clean up before next week. I mean, we've seen it tonight. They've missed 6 or 7 easy buckets. And I'm sure Coach Capozzoli is going to be enforcing that as they prepare for what looks to be a Wednesday date into the next round.
Now, top to Emma Blair. She dribbles inside the arc and finds Peyton Cow, and that layup won't go either. Her putback won't go, and that'll be rebounded by Bogan. She brings it back for Deer Lakes. Now get some help by DeRose. The right side, Spagnola inside the arc for the long jumper. Rebounded by Deer Lakes and tipped around. Spagnola gets it back. Guarded out top by Emma Blair. Now she will hand it over to DeRose. Top of the key. Spagnola right wing now. Down baseline. That passes tip. Sophia Blair gets it back for Deer Lakes. Here's a foul line jumper, and that one is good for Sydney Sharkins.
Gives Sharkins a team high 6 points.
She is still the only Lancer with multiple field goals, as she has three of them now.
Correct.
Tess Pauly dribbles inside the paint. Puts it up with the right hand. That one won't go, but Cal gets it back. That one will eventually fall.
Look at Peyton Cowell, 9 on the night.
51-19. Lady Raiders leading 5.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Another foul line jumper here for Deer Lakes. That one by Sharkins won't go, and so Waynesburg back the other way with Tess Pauly. Ooh, she's reaching down. Looks like she might have got a cramp or something in her left calf. Baseline here for Johnson. Puts up the floater. That one's good.
5 points for Adnae Johnson. Lead up to 34 for the Raiders, and we've got a timeout called by Dana Petreska.
Yeah, Tess Pauly looks like a cramp. She is going to be stretched out. We will take this timeout with them. We'll be right back here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings Loan of Greene County and video on NFHS.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Back here at Waynesburg, Tess Pauly looked like a cramp in her right leg. They stretched that out. She's over there on the bench getting a breather. And Waynesburg will be defending the basket to our right here as the Lancers will eventually break their timeout.
Well, and if you look at it at this point, you got 5:04 left. You're going to have a running clock when this thing starts back up. You got to think Coach Capozzoli is going to be going to the bench pretty heavily here in the near future.
Yeah, I would think, and well, what a performance here by Waynesburg. As you mentioned, they've kind of left a few things out there too, but they have played such great defense and have been so good on the boards, both offensive and defensive, on the rebounding, that that's kind of made up for a lot of those missed easy layups.
Yeah, again, this could be a lot worse for Deer Lakes, and you know, Waynesburg Central is going to get either Beaver Falls or South Allegheny next. We expect it to be Beaver Falls. Tigers are the 2 seed. That game will be on Wednesday. A spot to be determined. So Waynesburg Central can certainly enjoy this, but got to be ready to go back to work.
DeRose with it. Goes right side to Sophia Blair. She dribbles inside the arc. Nearly double dribbles. They get it down low to Bogan. Bogan dribbles around. Puts up the floater. That one's blocked. I believe that was Addison Cowell. Had to have been the one that got the hand on that. And coming back the other way is McKay with the basketball. Kendall McKay. And her pass gets into Emma Blair. Nice feed down low to Peyton Cowell. Well, another layup that won't go. Ball is knocked out of bounds, out of the hands of Addison Cowell, but last touched by Deer Lakes. Waynesburg will have the possession.
Yeah, very uncharacteristic. Peyton Cowell, two hands on the forehead. She's missed two or three of those, and not something she's used to. But again, hasn't hurt them tonight. 34-point lead.
And Deer Lakes inbounds. Waynesburg inbounds, and it's going to be another three by McKay. That attempt is no good, but rebound is fought for and going to be another jump ball. Emma Blair had a hold of it for Waynesburg, but Deer Lakes will have possession.
Down under 4 minutes with this running clock.
Spagnola will bring it across for the Lancers. It stopped at the timeline, feeds it in, and Bogan for three, and that one is off the mark. Rebounded, though, by Sharkins. She is fouled on her putback attempt.
And I get Peyton Cowell going over the back with the block.
That is her second, I believe, team second here in the fourth.
The student section just ruthless for the 34-point lead, booing the officials on the foul, or groaning at least.
Sharkin's first attempt is good. She leads the Lancers with seven now. Second one on its way. That one's also good. So she has eight. And the lead is now 53-21 in favor of the Raiders. 3.5 minutes to go here in the game.
Start the clock.
Bobby Ellman, start the clock. And it has started now. Back out top. And McKay, what do we got? We got
3 seconds.
3 seconds, yes. I believe that was Blair maybe in the paint too long. So that will give the Lancers back the ball with 3:15. Spagnola with it. It's across the timeline to Sophia Blair. She stops her dribble, throws it inside to Sharkins, left side. This is DeRose for three. That one's good.
That doubles her night.
She's got two buckets on the night, both of them three-pointers. Brings it under 30 now for the lead, 53-24. McKay, nice feed down low to Emma Blair with the left hand up and in.
Nice finish there by Blair, giving her 14.
This is DeRose with it. She stopped her dribble. She did not start her dribble. Starts her dribble and now almost falls down and does. And that's going to be a timeout for Deer Lakes. They take the timeout. 2:25 to go in the game. We'll be right back here with Waynesburg leading 55-24 on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Back after the 30-second timeout taken by Deer Lakes. They have possession with 2:22 to go. They'll start that clock. It is a rolling clock. Mercy rule in effect with Waynesburg breaking that 30-point barrier with the lead. They throw it into Spagnola in the backcourt. She brings it across the timeline. Double team there again. Throws it off the leg of M. Blair. They will keep possession.
Waynesburg Central will bring out return, I should say, Hava Griffone.
Like Peyton Cowell's night may be done.
Yeah, she was a warrior tonight. She took her share of bumps and bruises.
Had her with 9 points on the night, but great work underneath on the rebounding front as well.
Yep.
Spagnola throws it in, and that's intercepted. Taken by Addison Cowell. And it'll be Kendall McKay with it. She has it out top. And now a nice feed down low to Blair. Left side, here's a jumper. That one no good. That was missed by Hava Griffone. And now into the front court go the Lancers. They've got Bogan on the left side. Dribbles down to the baseline. Oh, Euro step with the left hand. A nice finish. And she's got 6 on the night. Raiders with it. McKay goes left side to Griffone again. Now McKay top of the key. Dribbles into the elbow. Stops her dribble. Needs some help. Gets it back to Emma Blair. She dribbles inside the arc, now kicks it back to McKay. We're going to get a double dribble call on Emma Blair. That will give the ball back to Deer Lakes with under a minute to go, clock still running.
Josie Forrester checking back in for Deer Lakes. Chatham Knight's going to come back out for Waynesburg, and Catalina Bogan is in for Deer Lakes.
Just a couple more possessions here, or maybe one, depending on how this plays out. Deer Lakes with the ball, under 40 to go, and that pass is tipped. Right side, it's number 20, Catalina Bogan. She gets it back after nearly a lost pass. It's Josie Forrester now. She dribbles down to the baseline, throws it inside to Bogan. She puts up a shot, no good, rebounded on the left side. That one up and in by, I believe that was Capri Bogan.
Yes. So that gives her 8.
Came off the bench to lead their team in scoring, or at least tie for the lead in scoring with Sharkins so far. And a turnover will give Deer Lakes the ball back. Time running down to 5 seconds. We may not even get the inbound, but that'll do it. Last second, full court shot is off the rim. No good. The final score, Waynesburg 55, Deer Lakes 26. We'll be right back here to wrap things up on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Turn your passion into a nursing career at CCBC Washington County College Center. Our associate degree nursing program launches fall of 2026, and you can start your journey now. Already an LPN? Our advanced placement pathway helps you level up towards becoming an RN. Learn more at our virtual information session, Wednesday, February 18th. Reserve your spot today at ccbcwashington.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
Welcome back to Waynesburg. Final score, Waynesburg 55, Deer Lakes 26. And Waynesburg took the lead in that first quarter, 14-7 after one, and never really looked back. They outscored Deer Lakes in every quarter except for the last one, and that was kind of as things were wrapping up with the mercy clock. Deer Lakes getting 10 in that last frame, and Waynesburg getting six. But Bobby, Waynesburg had that 33-16 half point lead, and they just came out of the locker room firing on all cylinders and shut out Deer Lakes and crushed any hopes they had of coming back by shutting them out 16-0 in that third quarter.
Just, I mean, what, how else can you describe a 16-0 third quarter? You know, some highlights of that period. They had six different scorers in that one, including Emma Blair, who really established herself in that second quarter, going for 7 points in that third period alone. She ends up with 14 on the night. And just great job up and down, especially that starting lineup for Waynesburg Central. It accounted for 52 of the 55 points scored by this team tonight.
And we did get another update. Peters Township wins their game by a score of 56-46, so they will advance. And that brings us to what is now time for our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game is Tess Pauley from Waynesburg, the freshman. She had one whale of a game, 23 points on the night, and that doesn't speak to all of it really, Bobby. She was great on defense as well. Waynesburg ran that full court press pretty much the length of the game, and she was a huge part of that, creating a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, Waynesburg, and again, it's funny, the first part of that first quarter, that first half or so, it was Deer Lakes really frustrating Waynesburg, getting out to an early lead, and then a switch flipped, and Waynesburg really found its rhythm with its full court press, and Deer Lakes just had no answer. And those turnovers led to points. The Raiders really did a much better job of getting to the basket, getting those higher percentage shots. Then the three-pointers started to fall in the second period, but really more so in the third. And just fantastic night all around for Waynesburg Central. And we don't want to harp on anything too negative, but again, this was a game that Waynesburg could have blown this one out by even more, because there were about six or seven shots. There were gimmies. And just for one reason or another, shots didn't go down. Waynesburg Central cleans that up, which they're going to need to do in this next round, assuming they're taking on the 2-seed Beaver Falls. We have not had any answer as to who has won that game. But this is a good Waynesburg Central team. You got to avoid the slow start next week, but it's clear they've got the firepower, they've got the balance, and they've got a star in the making in Pauley with these 23 points in the playoffs. So nice night for Waynesburg Central, especially after those first 4 minutes or so. Congratulations. After missing the playoffs last year, they pick up the 55-26 victory tonight. Head coach Mark Capizzoli, former Raider great Kaylee Rohanna, and former West Green standout Jersey Wise making up that coaching staff. They'll get set for Wednesday and try to do it again.
Yep, on to the quarterfinals for the Raiders. I want to thank our crew here tonight once again. Alongside me was Mr. Bobby Fox. We've got Eric Bennett running the show for us, Grady Peterson, and Chris Fox running the cameras for us tonight. And I'm Rusty Pettit. I want to thank you for joining us this night. We've got more action in the postseason coming up on greensports.net, so make sure you check out the website for all the upcoming games, and we'll keep you running throughout this winter sports postseason, which is off to a great start already. So I want to thank you once again tuning in to greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust, and brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet, better. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. The Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Once again, final score, Waynesburg 55, Deer Lakes 26, Waynesburg. Into the quarterfinals for the Class 3A Girls MKL Basketball Championships. For Bobby Fox, I'm Rusty Pettit saying thank you for tuning in to greensports.net. Have a great weekend, everybody.